Patient and Public Involvement, Engagement and Participation Strategy for the NIHR HPRU EZI. The National Institute for Health Research, Health Protection Research Unit in Emerging and Zoonotic Infections, also known as the NIHR HPRU EZI, is a partnership between the University of Liverpool, Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, University of Oxford, and the UK Health Security Agency. We aim to support and strengthen the UK Health Security Agency in its role of protecting England from emerging and zoonotic infections through 5 research themes. These themes are Theme 1, Patient Research for Public Health, Theme 2, Diagnostics and Host Response, Theme 3, Pathogen and Vector Biology, Theme 4, Epidemiology and Risk Analysis, and Theme 5, Knowledge Mobilization. As any member of the public is susceptible to emerging and zoonotic infections, we need to ensure the outbreak response is appropriate. To ensure these are appropriate, it is essential that the public is empowered to make informed decisions about their health. We aim to focus on informing and involving the public around our 5 research themes, although this should also expose and equip the public with the analysis skills to engage with public health more broadly. The NIHR HPRU EZI follows the NIHR definitions of involvement, engagement, and participation, which are involvement being defined as where members of the public are actively involved in research projects and in research organizations. Engagement being defined as where information and knowledge about research is provided and disseminated, and participation being defined as where people take part in a research study. There are 2 main aims of the unit. These include Aim 1, embed PPIE and participation within the culture of the NIHR HPRU EZI. This aim is to create a culture shift in which meaningful patient and public involvement, engagement, and participation are embedded within the culture of the NIHR HPRU EZI. This will be achieved by including them at the start and throughout the research programme and our governance structure, and through building the capacity for PPIE activities in the unit. Aim 2. Decrease the burden of emerging and zoonotic infections by increasing the relevance and impact of the work of the HPRU EZI. Aim 2 will incorporate the lived experiences and opinions of patients and the public, leading to more impactful and relevant research. These aims will be implemented through specific objectives framed around the UK standards for public involvement to ensure our objectives meet national involvement standards. These standards have been developed over several years through a UK-wide partnership between Scotland, England, Wales, and Northern Ireland, and are designed to be a set of values in which researchers and institutions are encouraged to base their PPIE activities on. The first standard is support and learning. Support and learning is defined as to offer and promote support and learning opportunities that build skills in PPIE. Our objectives for this standard include 1. Training for PhD and postdoctoral research associates. 2. Joint training days for researchers and public contributors. 3. Online PPIE guidance repository with resources for researchers and public contributors. The long-term goals for the standard are to increase the capacity to perform PPIE activities and provide guidance for both researchers and the public and patient contributors in PPIE. The second standard is communication. Communication is defined as using plain language for well-timed and relevant communications. Our objectives for the standard include 1. PPIE conference bursaries for researchers. 2. PhD students and postdoctoral research assistants will be delivered feedback on PPIE bursary proposals regarding the effectiveness and relevance of their planned PPIE activities. 3. PPIE bursaries should be written in plain English. 4. Video and audio representations of the strategy will be made available on our website. The long-term goals for this strategy are to increase capacity of researchers to use appropriate communication techniques in their research and to provide opportunities for researchers to communicate their research. The third standard is governance. Governance is defined as involving the public in research management and decision making. Our objectives for this standard include 1. Training will be provided to public contributors involved in the unit's governance. 2. Include PPIE in the role descriptions of all research posts recruited for the NIHR HPRU EZI. 3. Have a public contributor member on interview panels. 4. Establishment of a PPIE working group. 5. Members of the working group will be invited to the HPRU EZI annual meeting. 6. Set up and support a rapid response PPI group for new outbreaks. The long-term goals for this standard are to increase relevance by having input from public and patient contributors towards the structure and management of the HPRU. The fourth standard is impact. Impact is defined as identifying and sharing the difference that public involvement makes to research. Our objectives for the standard include 1. Progress of PPIE activities and the working group is discussed at each operational management team meeting. 2. PPI bursaries for researchers to introduce PPI into their research. 3. PPIE seed funding from university and external funders will be advertised. 4. Recording of PPIE activities in a shared internal Microsoft Teams spreadsheet. The long-term goals for this standard are to increase the relevance of HPRU EZI research and PPIE activities by establishing feedback mechanisms and dissemination of results from all research and PPIE activities. The fifth standard is working together. Working together is defined as valuing all contributions and build and sustain mutually respectful and productive relationships. Our objectives for this standard include 1. PPIE working group meetings are held online to allow access from any location. 2. Collaborate with the knowledge mobilization theme leads to share resources. 3. Collaborate with other organizations to share resources and increase dissemination to wider audiences. 4. Invite PPIE experts from other organizations to host seminars at the unit. The long-term goals for this standard are to increase the diversity of the research and reach of the unit's activities through encouraging and sharing experiences, expectations, and resources between the researchers, patients, and the public. The sixth standard is inclusive opportunities. Inclusive opportunities is defined as offering public involvement opportunities that are accessible and inclusive. Our objectives for this standard include 1. Disseminate guides available that support diversity on our website and through training. 2. Announce a funding call to conduct involvement and engagement activities with audiences that are often excluded or unheard. 3. Advertise PPIE activities to diverse audiences through new collaborations. 4. Encourage the use of additional tools, for example, visual tools, to increase inclusivity. 5. Public and patient contributors are paid for their time. The long-term goals for this standard are to ensure diversity and inclusion are considered in all aspects of the research cycle. Monitoring and evaluation of our strategy will be carried out through several mechanisms. Any data collected will be used for annual reporting for the NIHR Central Commissioning Facility and dissemination of specific activities via our newsletter and on our website. The PPIE lead is the main point of contact and will collate feedback from public contributors involved in the work of the NIHR HPRU EZI. We will be recording several metrics. For example, shared PPIE activities Microsoft Teams spreadsheet, the number of PPIE bursary applicants, the number of public contributors involved in interview panels, the number of PPIE grants applied for outside the NIHR HPRU EZI and how many were successful, the number of publications with PPIE mentioned, the number of researchers and the types of engagement events they contribute to, including, where possible, further details of the audience who attended. And finally, the number of diversity in PPIE grants applied to and funded.